In this week's SME Corner with MoneyWeb, we speak to the founder of Black Crystal Ink Tattoo Studio, Sibusiso Tiger Nkabinde. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Self-explanatory, but give it in your own words. What do you do?
I'm an artist. I'm a tattoo artist. Customize tattoos, cover-ups. Basically, my work is focused on black and gray tattooing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm not really big on color, but I do color as well.
Uh-huh.
But black and gray tattooing, that's my main focus.
Why choose this route? What got you in this particular space?
I didn't find enough black people in this industry.
Uh-huh.
And I found too many black people paying exorbitant amounts. I saw a gap that I felt I needed to be a part of.
That's an interesting element because you also operate out of Soweto.
That's correct.
Why did you choose that venue, especially with the element that you just spoke about, where you talk about exorbitant fees and having to drive very far from where you actually stay for a service that could be provided right where you are?
For me, it's mostly about convenience, you know, bringing the convenience to the people instead of charging people for the convenience when they have to drive far. So it's all about bridging that gap and also being at the forefront of like our parents and older generations that still believe that tattooing is satanic.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it's better if you're there close to them so that they can see firsthand that it's got nothing to do with being evil or satanic or anything like that.
That's it. How has the market received you?
Ironically enough, I'm getting more and more older clients by the day.
Nice.
My eldest client, I think it was a 54-year-old lady.
Wow.
Yeah, and she comes regularly, actually.
Talk about changing the narrative.
You know?
Changing the narrative also speaks to being black, being young, and being an entrepreneur, which is exactly what you are.
Yeah.
How has that journey been for you?
It's been beautiful. I've been enjoying it. It's challenging every day because you meet different walks of life every single day.
Yeah.
And I've learned how to focus my craft to use it in terms of bettering my skills and like business skills, people skills. It helps me as well learn the different walks of life, how to interpret different people's perspectives on the whole tattooing thing and how to manipulate how they see tattoos.
Ah, all right.
So it's been very fruitful for me.
The art of it all, where does that come from for you?
I was drawing since the age of 3.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've always been that quiet kid in the class that always sits at the back of the class just drawing away. So eventually when I finished my matric, I realized that the only jobs I could get as a black kid is your entry-level jobs. You know? I didn't feel comfortable with that sort of way of making money, so I wanted to do something I love.
Yeah.
So that it doesn't feel like work at all.
So it doesn't feel like work?
It's never felt like work.
Any challenges in this journey?
The challenges would be the different designs people come with. I'd say your more professional tattoo studios.
Okay.
They always seem to come across as competition to some people, but I've never really seen it as competition.
Yeah.
You know, they help me improve on wherever I'm lacking.
All right.
Yeah.
And do you have competition in the area that you are in specifically? Do you see anyone else as competition to you?
Not really. I haven't identified any yet.
All right. Yeah. Marketing then, how do you go about spreading the word about your business?
Mostly it's word of mouth. That's the most effective form of marketing I've ever used. The second most effective would be your social media.
Mm.
Everyone has a smartphone. Everyone's already on these social media platforms.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a matter of just being on there, just having a very catchy name and just uploading my work every single day.
Now, starting a business is not child's play.
Not at all.
What did it take for you, the financial side of things as well as keeping it going and running?
The finance part of it, I wouldn't really say I struggle much because I had a 9-to-5 when I decided to focus my tattooing as a business.
Yeah.
So starting up the studio, I had the 9-to-5 to help me out.
Mm-hmm.
And as time went on, I realized I need to either pick on working on my dream or someone else's dream.
Yeah.
And I had to let go of the 9-to-5.
You don't miss having let go of the 9-to-5?
My only regret is not doing it sooner.
When did it dawn on you then to get out of a 9-to-5 and pursue exactly what your dream was?
Funny enough, it was on a weekend. It was on a Sunday. Mm-hmm. And I bumped into my manager at a mall and I greeted him and he had no idea who I was.
Oh.
And I realized tomorrow I have to hand in that resignation letter.
Wow.
Because I'm making millions for someone who doesn't even know I exist.
That is a sobering, sobering statement.
It was a wake-up call. I needed it.
Going forward, what can we expect from you? Any expansion plans on the cards?
We're looking at opening up a few more stores, a few more studios around Joburg, Cape Town, Durban. But it's still talk for now. Nothing solid yet.
Super exciting.
Yeah, but we'll see how the market takes the growth thing and then we'll direct it from there.
Right. Are you training anyone currently within your business?
Yeah, I've got two female students that I'm training. They finished their matric last year. Yeah, they're still busy with tertiary and stuff, so I'm just going to give them time. But I'm willing to teach anyone who's willing to learn.
How important is that role to you? And as a follow-up question to that, did you get anyone who sort of took you under their wing and tried to mentor you, whether in business or in the ink world?
Everything I know about now is self-taught. Mm-hmm. I had a guy that had the connections, like getting supplies, where to get the proper machines and everything. His name was Lunga.
Mm-hmm.
I used to work with him at Dube.
All right.
Soweto. He's the one that actually taught me the ropes in the industry. And from then on, I just brought my craft to the table.
Talking about products, how do you source those?
I order online, yeah.
And that's the only way that you can basically do it right now in South Africa, or is it the easiest way?
For me, I think it's the easiest and most trusted way. There are other shops and suppliers around town, but I like the quality I'm getting. Mm-hmm. I've never had a complaint from a single client about my work or my ink or my needles or anything like that.
As a business person, do you feel that you have grown outside of just being an artist?
Yeah, I've grown. I look at most of the people I know today and I realize it's through tattooing, but not just me being the artist and them being a client. It's all about the relationship in between, you know, between sessions, how we communicate when we're not at the studio, what we put together, how we can help each other. And I'm very grateful for all the relationships I've been able to build every single day.
How would you advise a young person looking to get into the ink world?
Well, with the tattooing industry is do not do it for money. Do it because it's a passion and you love it and focus on your craft. The money will come.
As a parting shot, are your customers difficult?
Not at all. Not at all. Some of them are, but, you know, I'm a very chill person. I have a power of, like, bring them down to my level and we all leave her like happy.
Wonderful. It's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you.
Likewise.
That was the founder of Black Crystal Ink Tattoo Studios, Busiso Tiger Ngabinde, in this week's SME Corner with MoneyWeb.